beside the high beams, this side of darkness, it's all still heavenly.
That's a song called Down by the Water by a young musician named Paul Carreri. It's on his album, California, which comes out this month. Now, Paul Carreri is married to Devin Sproul. She's a musician too. And as it happens, her new album also just came out.
It's good to get out of the house. It's good.
That's a song called Good to Get Out on Devin Sproul's album Don't Hurry for Heaven. We visited the husband and wife musicians in Charlottesville, Virginia, where they make their home. It's also where they met when Devin was 18 years old and playing a show in town.
And I was playing my last song, and it was a Johnny Cash tune, and all of a sudden there was this dude on stage with me. It was kind of a high stage, you know, he had to climb up onto it.
I hadn't quite moved yet to Charlottesville, and was working a catering gig that night, and some people asked if I wanted to go hear Devin Sproul, and so I had investigated in the papers who was on the music scene, and I saw she was only like 18, and I said, I don't want to go hear that. She's 18 years old, that's her whole bag, I bet. And they said, have you ever heard her? She's kind of good. So they dragged me, and I walked in, and I thought, my goodness, she's kind of cute. And then the next thing I thought was, hey, I know that song. I don't know, something propelled me onto that stage, and I think it was more than whiskey.
And since then, I've seen him propel himself onto many other stages with many other total strangers. So although I think it's a very romantic way to meet, I know that he just happens to be that kind of dude also.
Well, you both have new albums, and they are being released pretty much within weeks of one another. Is this coincidence or serendipity?
It is coincidence, and it's almost an unfortunate one. Devin and I have been married about 5 years, and somehow have always just managed to not be broke at the same time. And nothing can make you broke like releasing an album. The money does come back in, but that first bit, so having to do it at the same exact time hasn't been absolutely ideal, but what can you do?
Right. Well, we want to hear you play a little bit from your respective CDs. And Devin, I'd like to start with you. You're actually going to play the title tune. Is it I Don't Hurry for Heaven or Don't Hurry for Heaven?
It's Don't Hurry for Heaven, and it's it'll kind of explain itself a little bit with that.
It's more of a command than a confession.
All right, we'll hear it. This is Devin Sproul playing Don't Hurry for Heaven from her latest CD of the same name.
I don't believe that you should believe in heaven anymore. The way that you're going, I'm afraid of you floating away. And if it's forever, then you've got forever to get there. Oh, don't hurry for heaven while I'm taking care of you here. Baby, you've got a body worth more than its lot of admiring. I'm talking about studies and statues. I've not found a match for you yet. Not that I'm looking. But if you keep on living like you've been living, darling, who's to say? Don't hurry for heaven, my darling, don't hurry away. Tell it on the mountain, tell it across the sea, boy. Tell them all you're coming home to me. Well, I've heard that the curves of a guitar are like the curves of a woman. And you can tell a true player by his want to get better, they say. So if you love me even half as much as you love your old Martin, You should be practicing on me just about every tell it on the mountain, ooh, tell it across the sea, boy, and tell them all you're coming home to me.
Devon Sproul playing and singing in her living room, the song she wrote for her new CD, the title tune, in fact, called Don't Hurry for Heaven. I have to comment on the lyric. The curves of a woman are like the curves of a guitar. It's in reverse, actually. If you love me half as much as you love your old Martin, you should be practicing on me just about every day. Your husband, Paul, is sitting next to you. He's also a musician. I can't help but notice the man has a Martin guitar. Is there something autobiographical being written there?
Well, let's just say that we're not always sitting next to each other when we play, and certainly not when we write, although, you know, certain aspects of our life are very, you know, maybe inspire portions.
I wasn't offended.
No, not at all. He's the much more prolific one. So I finish a song and he's happy for me, no matter what song.
If it's chastising me or not.
Paul, before you sing the title track to your new CD, California, this was a long, hard road to this album with you. You couldn't sing for a while. What happened?
I hurt one of my vocal cords and it took me off the road for over a year. Basically, I quit smoking. And it turns out that you can damage your vocal cords right after that pretty easily because they expand in their newfound health, which for most people, that's wonderful news. But I was dismayed because I had a hometown show, which is the only ones that ever make me nervous. And so I spent the whole day singing a Lucinda Williams song called Fruits of My Labor, which is this real barker kind of yeller to, quote, rough up my voice. And it did, and the show went fine, but then I couldn't speak for about 2 months, and then I eventually canceled the same American tour 3 times over, and then eventually I decided that I had to stop. But it was like one of the best years of my life this past year. It was, with the exception of that one single enormous compromise, there was like hardly any other compromises in my daily life. I rode the motorcycle through the mountains a whole lot and produced some records for other people, including Devon.
Well, this is Paul Carreri with the title tune from his new album, and it's called California.
Folks know how fun it is to believe in invisible stuff like this. Said, I'ma drink wine till I can see the great beyond in the room with me. In California, California, said happy old time. Said burn that bridge, man, and bet that farm. There's a risk of loss when one wants this hard to drift among all the untied knots. To get your passport stamped where heroes got caught. Out in California. The old and all is blue. The all in all is blue. So baby, don't worry, you know why I'm here. It all in all is blue. The all in all is blue. So baby, don't know whether you are why I'm here at all. And all is blue, the all and all is blue. So baby, don't know whether you are why I'm here at all.
That's Paul Carreri playing California, title tune from his new CD. Paul, that tune, you know, you were talking about California in a way that's sort of be careful what you wish for kind of mode. It's not the place you think it is. It's
well,
know.
Maybe it is and maybe it isn't, but I don't want to investigate and see that it isn't.
Yeah.
Who wants to go out to California and go broke trying to live by the beach? And we do like it here a lot, you know.
Have you ever considered performing together? I mean, I don't know, calling yourself Sprolery or
I think it would be Carol.
Carol.
Okay, let's start with mine.
Now I can see why you wouldn't form
a band. We have done a duet concert in our hometown every year for Valentine's Day. Pretty low pressure, you know, thing for our families and friends. Because we both like our own music and our own songs, and we like working on it by ourselves and all this stuff, and we like touring by ourselves, I think the only way we would do that is if somebody was like, listen, I'm going to record, you know, you guys playing together, and then I'm going to promote it as like these two artists coming together and blah, 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 and we're going to make money. I'd be like, oh, okay. Well,
I think that'll happen eventually one day.
Thank you so much for inviting us to your home to listen to you play for us.
Thank you, Leanne.
Such a pleasure.
You are going to play something together for us, and this is not on either one of your two albums, but it's a chance for us to hear you both. Devin Sproul and Paul Carreri with I Want to Die in My Shoes.
Lord, over to the great beyond, I'm a half a man and I'm half a fawn.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Happy Easter. I'm Leanne Hansen.
And they say I got no mortal bone. They're getting me to leap clear out of my clothes. Can you hear me clear across the sea? Can you hear me? Please?